Blog Talk Radio.
Most of the time, you don't have to think about what to do. You just go ahead and do it.
From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio. From the Temple of Truth, the Willie Lawson Show, here on Blog Talk Radio.
Show here on Blog Talk Radio. That's a little bit of Spain by Chick Corea. The live version of him on piano. My God. You know what? It is a good day to be here. It is Tuesday. It started off being a really nice day here in the Tampa Bay area, but it looks like the cold front moving in. It's going to be, for us anyway, it's going to be wintry here near the end of the week. But it is, again, good to be here in the seat. And I am excited. I really am excited about being here and looking forward to a good show today. We're doing an hour today, so we're looking forward to a fun hour. And I hope that you are well as you listen. The funerals continue in Newtown. Two more people who were killed. I think they're children. Are put to rest or are going to be put to rest today, and we continue to pray for the families of those that were lost in that tragedy. You know what? And we continue to pray for. We need to pray every day for the families that are lost in horrific tragedies that happen every day. To the family of the man that, here in the Tampa Bay area, that was killed over the weekend as well, when someone walked up into his yard at him and hit with a hammer. We've got a lot of discussions to have in this country about what things are important, what things are not important, and what the root cause of things are. So, but we're going to start the show with something that is not as important. How about that? You know what? I understood Stan just a little bit ago that I'm reading Twitter as I often do before the show, and just sort of reading it. It sort of flies by, and you catch this and you catch that. And one of the things I caught was that Instagram, and a lot of us use Instagram. I happen to like Instagram. They are beginning at the middle of January, they are changing their terms of agreement, and they will be able to sell. I mean, if you agree, you have to agree to it, obviously, to sell your pictures to advertisers. The pictures that you take to advertisers. Well, you know what? On the surface, that doesn't bother me too much, except that they don't pay me for it. So I'm thinking, what the heck? So Instagram has decided that they can take your pictures, the things that you know what, that of your family and friends and your gatherings and whatever, and they could sell them to advertisers. If advertisers go, hey, we want to use that picture, they go, okay, fine. Well, wait, maybe that, you know what, you were only showing those to the people who follow you. That you weren't just tossing them out there for everybody. Just the people who follow you, your friends and your friends and your family. But you never had any intention for somebody to be selling them and putting in an advertising campaign. You know what, and I'm all for free enterprise. I am. But the fact of the matter is that if I go through the work of taking the picture and come up with the subject matter and do all the work, you don't get to sell my crap for free and not pay me. You don't get to use Instagram. You don't get to use me as free labor for your internet site. Sorry, you don't. So I'm going to predict in early in 2013, the end of Instagram and the beginning of something else that shows up and says, hey, listen, we're not going to sell your pictures to anybody. Or hell, at least if they sell my picture, they're going to pay me. They're going to, you know, let me opt into an agreement that says if we sell your pictures for advertising, then we're going to come up with some sort of profit sharing, some revenue share. I'm always good if I can opt into that. Not that I shouldn't have to opt out. If I can opt into that, I'm good. And you only use pictures of people who have opted in. What the hell, Instagram? What's wrong with you? I understand that you guys got bought by Facebook or whatever, and you know what? And Facebook is all about the money, and you know what? And I don't really have a problem with being all about the money. I really don't. I really don't have a problem with being all about the money. But good gracious, Instagram. Are you kidding me? You think it's perfectly okay just to use my pictures and use my labor and make money for you. What are you guys, Democrats? What? You liberal? What are you? What are you, thieves? You know, that is, you know, I'm sorry, Instagram. It doesn't make any sense to me. So we are on a mini campaign to sort of make Instagram see the error of its ways. Because, you know, frankly, I don't want, you know, when I've got my Twitter going, you know, I'm on Twitter, I got that going, I got my Facebook going, I got my Instagram going, and that's three, and I don't want to do any more. I don't want to get into another one right away. I don't want to build a following in another one right away. I don't want to do any of that stuff. I'm perfectly fine with the level of social media I got going right now. But I'm telling you, if I don't know that, you know, what pictures they're going to use and sell and just sell them, you know, I'm not putting, you know what, and I don't put anything on Instagram that says, oh yeah, I don't want you to use that because that's personal, blah, blah, blah. I don't have anything like that. But for me, it's just the idea. And you feel me? It's just the idea that someone else is going to use my labor, and if it's nothing else than me holding my camera up or my cell phone up, more than camera, obviously, and taking a picture, and then somebody else sells it and makes money, that makes me a little cuckoo. What do you think? Give me a call here at 646-232-46. We'll be back with more of the Will Lawson Show right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Ryan Seacrest for RAD. Over 300 people in this country are killed every week by a drunk driver. That's the equivalent of 2 747 plane crashes every single week. And the problem isn't going away unless we all do our part to stop it. So if you see someone who's about to drive after drinking, get the keys. Don't leave it up to anyone else. Friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service announcement brought to you by RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Confusion ever someone or have sudden you trouble had speaking, understanding?
Understanding trouble? Have you sudden have or speaking someone ever confusion?
Have you ever had sudden confusion, trouble speaking, or understanding someone?
It could be one of the five signs of stroke.
Sudden weakness or numbness of the face, arm, or leg.
Sudden trouble with vision in one or both eyes.
Suddenly having trouble walking or difficulty with balance.
Or a sudden intense headache that comes out of nowhere.
If you or someone you know has any of these symptoms, don't wait. Call 911 immediately. You could make a difference in someone's life, someone you love, maybe even your own.
It's late until, wait, don't too.
Don't wait until it's too late. Time lost is brain lost.
Find out more at powertoendstroke.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Ozzy Osbourne. For many years, you know I've had a drink problem, and I'm trying to battle that problem every single day. But one thing I don't do, I don't drive my car when I'm drinking. I get someone to drive me. Do not drink and drive. It's the stupidest thing. If you drink, just don't drive. Not only are you going to hurt yourself, you may hurt some other person, and you wouldn't want that on your conscience, would you?
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. I felt a little out of place, but it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of OIF and OEF vets who've got your back here, just like they did over there.
So now, I'm never alone.
I can get the resources I need and talk to tons of people who understand where I'm coming from.
Whether it's navigating the GI Bill,
or VA hospitals,
managing the transition home, or meeting people you can share stories with,
you'll find it at IAVA.org.
Even if it's just everyday stuff.
Like getting tips on where to find a nice sweater for my dog.
Did he just say
sweater?
That?
Really?
What?
Okay, maybe not that, but everything else. No matter where you are, Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We've got your back.
Brought to you by Iraq Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
Well, good afternoon. My name is Willie Lawson, and I'm the host of the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. It is great to be here today on independent media, such as Blog Talk Radio and Red State Talk Radio Network. I want to talk to you for a second about you supporting this endeavor. Now, you know what? The folks at Fox, they have sponsors, multi-million dollar sponsors. You know, with enough sponsors, they make millions and millions of dollars a year. So you know what? They're fine doing what they do. But those of us here in independent conservative media need your help. So if you're willing to help, and if you understand the importance of independent conservative media, right now go to WillLawsonShow.com and click on the donate button at the top of the page. I'll appreciate it, and your country will appreciate it. Thank you ever so much. Again, welcome back to the Willie Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. We appreciate you being here, and I'm truly excited about the day. I'm not happy about Instagram. They've kind of pissed me off, really. I'm serious. They've kind of pissed me off. I'm not happy. I'm not happy with the whole idea that you can sell my stuff and not pay me. You know, here on Blog Talk Radio, there is some revenue sharing. Okay. I've been able to, in the 1,600 shows I've done, I've been able to, with no problem, buy some Vistaprint damn near free business cards with the huge dollars that I've made from Blog Talk Radio. Huge dollars. We're able to opt into that program and we agreed to that. But this is crazy. This is insane. I don't know. The idea of it bothers me. I think it will eventually make a difference in Instagram, because someone will come up with something that says, "Hey, listen, we won't sell your crap to strangers." Hey, how about using us? We won't sell your crap to strangers. How about that? And for me, that will make a difference. All right. Anyway, so if you want to talk about that, you can call us at 646-233-246. Something happened yesterday You know, and in the wake of the Newtown tragedy, you know, a lot of things have been sort of put to the side, and it's okay. But something happened yesterday. You may have heard, but a short while ago, this is from the desk of Governor Nikki Haley of South Carolina. She says I was proud to announce that I've appointed Congressman Tim Scott to the U.S. Senate to succeed the retiring Senator Jim DeMint. Tim's appointment means that he has to run again for Senate soon. We need to help him fight off Harry Reid's machine and the union-funded Democrat senatorial committee that you're looking for victories anywhere else. And anyway, so it is a fantastic, it is really a fantastic opportunity for Tim Scott and for conservatives. It's nice having a black conservative in the Senate. You know what? And again, if you think it's time to get back on the horse, after getting knocked off in November, it's time now. I think that it would be a great test for conservatives and Republicans to get behind Tim Scott and get behind him today. I think it'd be a fantastic opportunity to get behind Tim Scott right now, today. And to ensure that we're talking about having at least Tim Scott and some other senators in the of course in the Senate, and you know that the Democrats are in 2014 are going to run a Senate candidate for that spot. They're going to go after it hard. So what a great opportunity! And congratulations to Representative Scott and again whoever his replacement is in the House of Representatives. So. I'm glad. I think that was a good decision by Governor Haley, and we'll see how that works. And we'll see how that works out. I think that it is a great opportunity for us to again right now, you know, sort of shake off the loss, get back on the horse, and really support. I mean, again, this is the kind of conservative you say you like. This is, you know what, Republicans and conservatives are saying, you know what, if there's a minority candidate, if there's a conservative, that will support them. Well, there you go. Here's your opportunity. Here is your opportunity. There you go. So again, that happened, and congratulations again to now Senator Scott, and thank you for making, I think, a good decision. Good decision, Governor Haley. So there you go. Do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter at RBM Show. Follow Willie on Twitter at RBM Show. Currently, I've got about 1,115 followers, and I'd like to, by end of January, have about 4,000 followers. I think it's a good idea. I think what we talk about here, things that we talk about are going to be important. They've been important, but they're going to continue to be important. And you have a huge voice in this. You have a monstrous voice in this. So if you are on Twitter, go right now. Because you're listening on the computer, right? Listening on the computer. Go right now on Twitter and follow me on Twitter. If you haven't joined Twitter, go ahead and join it. You don't have to follow the whole world. You don't have to follow Justin Bieber. You can just follow me. You can just follow me. That's it. Me and Shirley Hauser and Nadra Enzi and Ken McClinton and Kiera Ann Davis. And that'll be enough. You'll get it all. Right in there, you get everything you need. That's what I think you should do. All right, anyway. Listen, John Boehner. Let's talk about Speaker Boehner for a minute. You know what? I've said this a few times. I've never felt sorrier for a politician than I feel for John Boehner. Because John Boehner right now doesn't know whether to or go blind. I've never seen a guy in a more lose-lose proposition ever in life. I've never seen a guy who's in a bigger lose-lose proposition. He put a deal on the table that said that the Bush-era tax cuts would expire for those making $1 million or more, which is the same, which is, as I remember, one of the same things that Nancy Pelosi brought up a few years ago, and he also put in, his $1 trillion worth of cuts, $1.6 trillion worth of cuts or whatever, in a spirit of cooperation and blah blah blah. Putting a deal on the table, not sitting on their hands, all the stuff that they get accused of, again, being reactionary. And, of course, the president said, no, rejected that plan. And last time I heard, substituted a plan of going down to not $1 million but of income, but $400,000. Now, I thought that was interesting because we have said all along that you can tax – hang on a second here – that you can go ahead, there you go, you can go ahead and tax the millionaires if you want to, but there's not enough money there. You can go ahead and tax people who make $500,000 or more a year, but there's not enough money there. You can go ahead and tax people who make $250,000 or more, but there's not enough money there. And again, I am not carrying the water for the rich. I'm just not. And I know a couple of cash millionaires personally, and neither of them have ever donated to this show or my campaign. So I ain't holding hope out that maybe if I'm nice to them and I say good things about rich people that they'll come and they'll bless me with something. No, I ain't holding out any hopes for that nonsense. But the fact of the matter is that I've never worked when I was working for somebody else, even now that I'm working out of these studios, I've never worked for a poor person. I've either worked for the school system, large corporations, or individuals who have a lot of money. There's the deal. Never worked for a poor person in my life. Never played a gig for somebody who didn't have any money. You know what I'm saying? When I was playing saxophone and I was in bands, never played a gig for a homeless guy. Never played a gig for the working poor, because that would have been me. I didn't play a gig for myself. But we said, anyway, but, you know, I digress. But we said that eventually that this would seep down to the rest of us. Because you make $30,000 or $25,000 as a college student or you just don't make that much money. You think that this isn't going to trickle down to you at some point where they're going to have to scoop a little deeper in the barrel to get you out of it. Of course it will. The president has already said so. Again, this whole plan that Boehner sent up that said let's end the Bush era tax cuts for the people who make $1 million or more. This is the same thing that Nancy Pelosi brought up, as I remember. It was good then, but it's not good now. What changed, Mr. Obama? Oh, maybe his whole idea of he's simply not going to participate in any cutting. You know, he just, you know, what happened? Pelosi, your girl backed this plan. Here's the deal. Let me help you. You ready? Here's the deal. The president, again, Speaker Boehner, listen to me carefully. Just back it down, bro. Just back it down. Don't even lay down. Lay low. Stay down, man. Just stay down. You know why? Because the president has punked you again. He pulled you out there. You went against your own folks. You caught a whole bunch of criticism today and last night. And you know what? He just let you sit in it. He punked you again. Again. This is an article by Joel Greinke, commentator for the Washington Examiner. President Obama will not accept a compromise on the fiscal cliff issues outlined House Speaker Boehner, Republican from Ohio, even though it parallels a deal suggested by House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat from California. Boehner discussed with the Republican conference a possibility of letting tax rates go up for millionaires in order to avoid going over the fiscal cliff, which would raise taxes on all Americans. I believe it's important to protect as many American taxpayers as we can, Boehner said today. Obama rejected the plan. Obama is not willing to accept a deal that doesn't ask enough of the very wealthiest in taxes instead of shifts the burden to the middle and senior, says White House Presidential Secretary and Village Idiot Jay Carney. I added the Village Idiot. Said in a statement today, the speaker's plan B approach doesn't meet the test, this test, because it can't pass in the Senate and therefore will not protect the middle class families, and does little to address the fiscal challenges with zero spending, with zero spending cuts. See, they're not interested. So Jay Carney is saying that the plan that Nancy Pelosi, the minority leader in the House, suggested won't pass the Senate. Why? Because Reid and Obama are booty buddies in this, and have decided that, you know what, we're not interested. I really think that the only, and as painful as it might be for some people, I think the only thing that we can do now is go ahead and let whatever happens, happen. The Congress didn't do their job 2 years ago and make the tough decisions. They didn't do it. They let this gang of 12 come up with these cuts to social programs and to the military. I think, you know what, we may be in a situation where that has to go forward. Well, we just have to go ahead and do it. I don't know. What do you think? Do you think that? You can give us a call here at 646-230-2246. Do you think that this is something that we should do? Just go ahead and, because, you know, this whole idea of a fiscal cliff is sort of media made. There's no cliff. You know, the dollar has been devalued to the point, you know what, we can wipe our butts with it. It doesn't really matter. The idea is there's no fiscal cliff. If there's a cliff, we have long since gone over it. Without a barrel, naked. So I don't think that the average American on January 1st will notice one thing. All the stores that were open on the 28th that were going to be open on the 1st will be open. All the stores that were open on the 1st on January will be open on the 2nd. For the most part, most people will still have their jobs. I don't think there'll be new jobs, so I think that as people get out of college, then unemployment will rise. But you know what? I think, again, unless people start feeling the pinch, there'll be no change until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, there will be no change. Do you hear me? Did you hear that? Until the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, then there will be no change. So as much as people are treating this whole fiscal cliff nonsense like it's doomsday, like it's the end of the Mayan calendar, by the way, which is in 3 days, yeah, 2019, 2021, 3 days, yeah. They're treating like it's the end of the Mayan calendar, when the fact of the matter is, it may just be the medicine. It just may be the medicine that we need. What are you thinking? Give me a call here at 646-230-2246. I'm going to tweet this out. Is the fiscal cliff the medicine? that the nation needs. There you go. Put the number here, 646-230-2246. There you go. Is it really? I mean, kicking this, you know, typing and talking. If you listen to the show for any time, you know I can't do it. Anyone calls in, well, it was called after the break. But, you know, it may be the medicine. It may be the hard medicine. It may be one of those medicines you take that makes your face all crinkle up. And I don't know if you guys took castor oil when you were young. We used to take castor oil. And, I hated castor oil. I just hated it. It's just awful. But it may be the medicine we need. All right, my name is Will Austin. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. Every child deserves to have access to books because children who grow up with books invariably do better in life than children who do not. How do I choose a book? Is it the cover? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual, so it's a combination of those two. The first book I remember was Captain's Courageous. When I finished that book, I had become so involved with these characters. So here's the thing. If a book's really, really impressing me and the writing is really, really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books, if it's really, really well done, that ending, that last thought should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
I'm a paramedic, and it may sound silly, but a lot of people are afraid to call me when they're experiencing chest pain, or to call 911 if they're with someone experiencing chest pain. You know why? Because they think it would be embarrassing if it were a false alarm. Instead, people risk permanent damage or death because they're afraid they might get a lecture. That's ridiculous. So if you have an uncomfortable pressure, fullness, squeezing, or pain in the center of the chest that lasts more than a few minutes, call me. If you have a pain that spreads to the shoulders, neck, or arms, call me. If you have any discomfort in your chest with lightheadedness, fainting, sweating, nausea, or shortness of breath, call me. If you have any of these symptoms or are with someone who does, dial 911 right away. And if it is a false alarm, I'm not going to give you a lecture. I'll be happy to see you. I would much rather treat someone who isn't having a heart attack than to try to save someone who is. To learn more about heart attack warning signs, call the American Heart Association at 1-800-AHA-USA-1 or visit us on the web at AmericanHeart.org.
In 1977, in Johannesburg, South Africa, an 8-year-old boy picked up the game of golf from his father. By the age of 9, he was already outplaying him. The odds of that same boy then making it to the U.S. and European pro golf tours? 1 in 7 million. The odds of the Big Easy winning the Open Championship once and the U.S. Open Championship twice? 1 in 780 million. The odds of this professional golfer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. Ernie Els encourages you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Early diagnosis can make a lifetime of difference. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
right, and again, welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on Blog Talk Radio, and it is, again, a pleasure to be here. Listen, before the break, we're talking about this whole idea that John Boehner is so screwed here. John Boehner got punked by the president one more time over the past 24 hours. One more time he gets punked. He gets told, oh, you got to come up with a deal, you got to come up with a deal, you got to come up with a compromise, you got to come up with something. Like, oh, come on, John, come up with something. So he comes up with something, and you know, of course, he basically says, Mother, may I? And the president goes, no. No, you may not. So John Boehner puts him, you know, is already on the outs with a lot of conservatives. Hell, he's on the outs with a lot of Republicans. And he basically goes out there and says, you know what? Hey, listen, we're going to go ahead and push the end the Bush era tax cuts for millionaires, effectively raising taxes on millionaires. The same program that that minority leader Nancy Pelosi is down with, and the president goes, psych. So now Boehner's out there going, you know, out there with his drawers in the wind. Looking more stupid and more foolish than ever. Again, my advice to you, Speaker Boehner, I know you're listening. Here's the deal. Lay down, man. Just lay down. Lay down. Lay down. Just lay down. Don't worry about it. Because going over this so-called made-up fiscal cliff may be actually the medicine that the country actually needs. Now, I know that that my friends on the right are not looking forward to drastic cuts in military spending. I get that. Well, except for my libertarian folks who are all about no foreign wars and bring people home and all that stuff, okay? The libertarians may be completely down with it, along with the liberals, along with communists and the socialists and all those people may be completely down with it. But are you down with the large cuts in social programs and how they're going to affect families in this time of financial trouble? Or is this medicine? Is this the nasty tasting, foul smelling medicine that the country actually needs? Is this the hard decision that nobody wants to make? And now it's a situation where, just like we do in this country, we want everything automated. We don't actually want to do it. We don't actually want to say, "Oh yeah, we had a hand in this," and just let it happen, and live with it for the next 10 years, and get our financial house in order. And get our financial house in order for our kids. You know, we face this kind of stuff. You face this kind of stuff in your own house all the time. All of us do. Where you just have to bite the bullet, where someone has to decide, we can't have cable TV anymore. We won't have internet anymore in our house, not for the next, you know, 6 months or year or whatever it is. Or you decide, like we decided in our house, I'm not driving my car. You know, the Spacebar Production Studios mobile unit is in my yard, and it's been in my yard almost 2 months, maybe more than 2 months. It's in a form of disrepair, and we can't afford to have it fixed, and we can't afford to make it any worse. So guess what? It's in the yard. Someone would have said, hey, why don't you go borrow money? Why don't you go how does that make it better? Now I owe more money than I did before. At least right now, the thing's paid for sitting in the yard. It's not costing anything. I am completely and terribly inconvenienced, but we're saving a little money on the gas I would have spent on it. It was a hard decision, but we made it. We bit the bullet and just did it. And we are inconvenient. And unfortunately, I'm inconveniencing my son and my wife all to pieces because they have to get me to the bus stop near about every day. And on one day, I get to sit in a Barnes & Noble in Wesley Chapel and wait for my kid to get off work. Inconvenience, all the pieces. Which is a big reason why we're not doing shows on Thursday. That's a big reason why we're not doing shows on Thursday anymore. Everybody's inconvenienced. But you know what? We decided just to bite the bullet and get it done. Does the nation need to bite the bullet and go? And I don't want to even say go over this fiscal cliff, but take these changes, these hard changes, these what amount to us as austerity measures, and just do it. Is it the medicine that we need? Give us a call at 646-232-46 or send me an email at willie@willielawsonshow.com. That's willie@willielawsonshow.com if you're shy. Because it doesn't look like, maybe I'm wrong, but I doubt it because I'm hardly ever wrong. I doubt it very, very much that the president is the least bit interested in talking about real compromise. Not interested. I mean, he's really not interested. He's interested in one thing, like the president has been interested in all along. You know what? I mean, all through his first term, and so we got to look forward to the second term is doing exactly what the president wants to do. Okay. And I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I'm not saying that as a downer. I'm just saying that that's how it is. I'm just saying that's how it is. This is what we're going to have to deal with and live with, friends. That's it. You know? This is what we're going to have to live with. So the idea, again, the idea is this what we need? Is this the medicine? Is going over this quote fiscal cliff actually the medicine the country needs? And should we go with it? I've got a call from the Tampa Bay area online. Let me press this button online. One, I think it's my friend Stanley. Stanley, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, my man. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and your family. So what do you think, man? You know what? I'm watching this. You know, this soap opera go down, and watching Boehner get punked again by Barack Obama, made it look like a fool. I got a plan. How about Nancy Pelosi's plan? And the president goes, psych.
No.
No. Make him like a fool. He's put himself out with conservatives. He's put himself out with Republicans. He looks like a jerk in front of Democrats. You know what? He needs to just leave and go work for the Heritage Foundation with Jim DeMint because he is screwed.
Well, if he, the only person he's negotiating with is himself. The president ain't even negotiating.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm like this, if that was the case, I would be, you know, but unfortunately, Boehner is Chicken George. So, but if I was Boehner, the first thing I'll tell the president, whenever you're serious, call me.
Yeah.
Whenever you're serious, call me. Because to be honest, I could care less if we go to physical cliff. And that's the thing, that thing the president will realize, his party is going to be the one that's going to be the blame. It's not going to be the Republicans. And it's not going to be, well, you know, we're holding the middle class hostage. No, you're actually doing that, Mr. President, because you are the one that doesn't want to compromise.
Yeah,
you don't want to compromise.
And I hope,
you know,
they're good enough to get that message out, because here's the deal. What they need to do is come up with a commercial that says, here's the plans that we put out, four or five plans in a row, and the president is doing something else.
Right. The dictator in charge doesn't want to hear. It's like, it's either my plan or nothing. So, Mr. President, we'll take nothing. See you January 21st.
Yeah, we'll see
you. And then you can go around the country and explain, but you need to call your representative and say, get on my plan. No, Mr. President. That's why it's a House, a Senate, and a White House. Three separate forms of government. And they're there for checks and balances, not the Venezuela or the Iran or Cuba way. And I know a lot of people want that, but we don't have dictators in America.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what the president wants to be. He wants to be a dictator.
Yeah, I mean,
instead of be a compromiser.
No, you know what, and you're right. It seems like it's the president's deal is my way or the highway. And I think you're right. I think Boehner just, I mean, I sent him a tweet, said, just lay down, man. Hey, you're trying too hard, man. Just back it down and say, you know what, we're just going to do whatever. And I'd send everybody, I'd freaking send everybody home. Merry Christmas.
That's what I would do. That's what I would do. I would send everybody home and say, Merry Christmas, President. It's your mess now. And he can get on and go around the country and all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, don't even go to your offices. We're done. We're done. We're going to take next month off. We'll see you later.
Yeah. I would do, you know? I do exactly what Nancy Pelosi did in 2007, I guess. I mean, we're talking about 2008, actually. We're talking about gas prices. First time they went over $3.50, and people were freaking out. And we're talking about the American Energy Act that would help us, blah blah blah. And she decided that it was time for her to go home. Session was over. She was going to go on her book tour, and actually
exactly.
had them turn the lights and the cameras of C-SPAN off. She did. And we'll help her
wow.
on her private jet and her big carbon footprint, and went on her book tour that nobody bought, by the way. So if I was John Boehner, I'm saying, I'm going home playing with my grandkids. Screw y'all.
Mm-hmm. We'll see you later. we'll see you later. Catch you around.
We'll be at the inauguration. There's lots of parties in D.C. It'll be a great time. We'll see y'all at the inauguration parties. I'm out.
Exactly. And it'll definitely be in the phone. Like, the phone you have reached has been temporarily disconnected.
Yep.
You would not hear from me until I was listening to what you were saying. And to be honest, I want them to go to Frisco Cliff. It needs to happen.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I know it's going to be spending cuts in the military, but you know what? I'd rather take that than make sure it's going to be spending cuts in the entitlement programs.
I was asking, Stanley, you know, it's one of those things that everybody said on both sides of the aisle that they want it, but they just didn't want the other side of it. Is this a strong medicine that we actually may need? May this be the actual way that we actually improve our economy by just taking the hit now, taking the strong medicine, and you know what, and shaking it. You know, I don't know if you had, because you're as old as I am. They used to give us castor oil. Oh, God.
Oh, I had that before. That is, I'd rather for somebody to punch me in the nads than take that castor oil.
But you know what? brother, I'm going to tell y'all, if you blocked up, you know what I mean? If you got a little, if you haven't been in a while, if you could choke it down, you'll be all right. Just don't leave the house. But because it doesn't operate gently. I'm just saying, you know, I ain't hating. I'm just saying. But you know, but sometimes the strong medicine is exactly what you need, and you just have to tough it out. This may be, you know what, and only a few people are bringing this up. Is this really just, we should just forget it? Again, John Boehner go home, play with his grandkids, and go over this so-called fiscal cliff and live with it for a year or two. Until our economy improves.
Exactly. It needs to happen. Because you know what? All the people that get unemployment, that goes away.
Yeah.
The taxes go back to the Clinton area. And now all the people that are getting food stamps and Section 8, guess what? They're all cut now. So, hey, I say let it happen. And guess what? Of all this, because the Republicans have been on TV saying we need to do this, but the president being the only one saying we need to do anything. So this falls back on him. And it was a poll out there saying, well, they're going to blame both parties for this happening. So I know he's thinking of that, well, we won't do nothing, then the Republicans will be the one up saying, I just go around saying we won't compromise. But the media is reporting that he's the only one rejecting everything that comes through that way.
No, it's true.
I think this is a calculated risk. He's thinking to where he can get Pelosi back to speak of the House. But I'm thinking what's going to happen is that what's going to turn around is that we're going to get more seats back in the House and maybe retake the Senate in 2014. Dean, he's really done.
Well, yeah, because you know, but if you put forth a plan that was backed by the minority leader Nancy Pelosi, and then the president rejects Pelosi's plan because they say that Harry Reid says it won't pass the Senate, you go, what the hell more can we do? And my phone is going off somewhere. Okay. My God, I hate that. You know what? What more would
you
do?
You can't do anything because, again, you have a man who claims he's the great compromiser that doesn't want to compromise.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So I'm like, this. So just go home. Yeah, we're just wasting our time. Say, hey, sorry, military, but you're gonna have to tighten your belt a little bit more. And all those people that voted for Obama thinking they was going to get all those entitlement programs, I, for one, can't wait till they get the big FU in those spending cuts. Because it has shown them that, hey, you're not supposed to be living off the government. You're supposed to be actually trying to do for yourself.
Well, yeah, but you know, but the main idea is that I hope that Republicans are smart enough to market this in a way that says, you know what, we tried, and here's how many times we tried, and here's what we tried with, and we did the whole Mavericky thing and went against our own party, and the president's not interested in compromise. So you know what, we went home. We just went home. And maybe this is, again, I think it, I, you know what, I don't know. This may be the strong medicine that we need, Stanley. Just to say, you know what, like Castro, man, just choke it down. You know, my mother used to bring me a little. Now, we live in Florida now. This is crazy, but we live in Florida where, especially in the 60s, man, in the 60s and 70s, there was an orange grove everywhere. But she used to bring me this little bitty glass. I'll never forget that glass. I threw that glass away as soon as I got old enough to. This little bitty glass of orange juice. A little orange juice. Little bitty glass, like when I wasn't feeling well, I was like, can I have some more orange juice than that? Because I knew that in her other hand was that little bottle. I was like, oh, Lord have mercy. That was the worst
thing
ever.
Did you have to take it? Because, see, my thing like this, every time the temperature got below 70, my mom was saying, okay, it's the Castro and the orange juice. And I'm like, wow, really? For what? Do you need this to keep the cold away? And I found out that was had nothing to do with cold. That had everything about, you had to use the bathroom.
Well, yeah, exactly. But you see, that was the whole idea, and we are totally off point, but we're going to tell you something to give you an insight, give you a little insight into the culture thing, is that they thought, my grandparents thought that if you were sick any kind of way, that you needed some working medicine, and you could work that out. You could have cancer. And they were like, here's what you need. You need a little working medicine. Holy crap.
I have to tell you this. My grandma say, oh, yeah, the chicken pox. Oh, you know what you need to do? I'm going to take you outside and throw a chicken over your head. I should take care of that. And I'm like, hey, yeah, I don't know if you know this or not, but maybe you should take us so we can get our shots.
It's a wonder, I swear to God, man, it's a wonder that I'm alive. Because, you know what, we use a cough, you know what, when we moved down here, my grandparents used this cough medicine, spoonful of kerosene, spoonful of sugar.
Kerosene?
Right out the kerosene heater, bro. Right out the kerosene heater, I hit you not.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I'm surprised you're still alive, too, but how your body didn't reject that? I think I'm an
ancestor
of
Bernie. See, I would kill somebody in order not to cough again in that house. I would take a life in order not to cough again in that house.
Like, here's the kerosene. Oh, that's okay. I feel better.
No. A spoonful of kerosene and a spoonful of sugar. I'm telling you, I have taken.
Oh, my God.
I know what kerosene tastes like.
Well, maybe you need to take Boehner and get him some Castro and then say, yeah, just go sit at home for a while.
Yeah.
Go sit at home for a while.
Yeah. If you take
and this. I think Boehner is actually getting threatened on the right and saying that he better not give away the farm or he would not become Speaker of the House in January.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking that's why, normally by now he'd have been on surrender. Like, he'd been on a quick fasting in France. But I think he's been threatened by his own party. Say, yeah, okay, we're sick and tired of you giving away the house, you know, and giving this man everything he wants. Well, we don't get anything, you know. So if you do this, you're not going to be Speaker of the House come January.
I agree.
You're not going to have necessary votes.
I agree.
So
I mean, they're making noise that Michelle Bachmann may challenge him for his seat. And there'll be others. And there'll be others that may challenge him for that seat. So, and we're talking about.
It wouldn't surprise me to see Paul Ryan challenge him.
You know, anything to get him out. So he's, again, this poor guy is, I mean, he ain't got no friends nowhere. And just, again, got recently punked by the president. Yeah, come up with a plan. Yeah, John. Yeah, not that one, though.
Yeah, sorry about that, John.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, John. I know Ashton Kutcher is nowhere around, but you just been punked one more
exactly.
time.
Exactly. I mean, I've never seen baby punked by President Obama more than John Boehner. I'm like, really? You fell for that again? Again, John, you fell for it? But anyway, I'm thinking that this whole so-called fiscal cliff thing may be a good idea just to go ahead and live with it for a year or two.
Well, let it happen. In the words of Bobby Knight, and I heard him say this a few years ago, it's rape, it's inevitable, just lay back and enjoy it. So it's the fiscal cliff, it's inevitable, just lay back and enjoy it.
Yeah, that may be it. That may be the way to go. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We got to get out of here. I'm only doing an hour today. How are things going at the house? Everything good?
Everything's going great, man. Everything's going great. How about yours?
Good, man. It's good, good, good. Looking forward to
it. Let me tell you one thing before you leave. Let me tell you one thing before you got to go. I know you got to go. But I was watching. I know you don't watch The Simpsons. But they had at the end of The Simpsons, they had something about the fiscal cliff. And they had Mr. Burns on there because he was in charge of the screen for the Republican Party.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he, you know, Chuck is handling, he said, any word from Karl Rove? And he said, yeah, Mr. Burns, no matter what he's telling you, Romney's still lost.
I love it, man. All right. I love that. That's awesome, man. All right, man. We'll see you later.
All right, man. I'll talk to you later.
Take care now.
All right.
No matter what he tells you, Romney's still lost. I love that. All right, listen, we're going to be out of here for a little bit. Thanks for coming to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio.
Happy holidays, everybody. This is Dave Koz for RAD, recording artists, actors, and athletes against drunk driving. When you're traveling during the holidays and see someone who's had too much to drink about to get behind the wheel of their car, get the car keys. Your friends will thank you for it because friends don't let friends drive drunk.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for RAD, recording artist, actors, and athlete against drunk driving. When you celebrate this holiday season, remember that life is very precious. If you're going to party, just plan ahead. Don't drink and drive. I repeat, do not drink and drive. And promise to designate a driver before you celebrate.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Yeah!
Welcome back to the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, we're going to leave it with some Boston, Take Me Home Tonight. Listen, fiscal cliff, do we go over it? Is it a good thing? Is there a pot of gold on the other side? Could be. All right, listen, we'll be back tomorrow with more of the Will Lawson Show here on Blog Talk Radio. Listen, you want to help us out, go to the willlawsonshow.com website, click the donate button on the top of the page, and we would definitely use your help. Listen, follow me on Twitter at RBM Show, at RBM Show. I want to get about 4,000 followers by mid-next month. So, in any case, again, thanks for coming. Just like always, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself.
You must understand this. I've watched you for so long that I feel I've